Josh Hobson is the newly elected secretary of the Summit County Democratic Party. He's going to the town hall meeting in Ogden Tuesday night, and he says it's Congressman Rob Bishop's job to be there too.
In the earlier recess, he didn't come to Utah either. And certainly in the past, he has held town halls that not a lot of people have shown up to, but I think the climate is a little bit different right now, and it seems like perhaps he's hiding from us.
Pam Harrison is with the group Indivisible Ogden, which has paid for digital billboards along I-15 in the Ogden area, imploring the congressman to show up, despite his staff saying he will not attend.
In my opinion, he's on the clock, and he should be accountable to his constituents. This is our opportunity to have audience with him.
That audience may be a mixed crowd, says Hobson, because Utah's first district, which Bishop represents, is largely Republican.
I expect that there will be people who perhaps voted for him, but not for the president. You know, like the Evan McMillan voters, you know, I expect them to show up as well. Part of it for me, too, is actually getting myself a little bit out of the echo chamber of liberals up here, because it's great to talk amongst ourselves, but politically as a country to move forward, we need to spend a little bit more time listening to each other.
Bishop's staff would not comment on where he is or what he's been doing ever since the House of Representatives started its 2-week district work period. It's a time set aside for representatives to leave Washington, D.C.
I have no clue what he's been doing, if he's been in Utah very much, if he's been in Utah at all, quite frankly, just that he's not here for town hall.
Harrison did say that Bishop's staff at his field office in Ogden indicated he would be in Minnesota Tuesday night in his role as the chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources. However, no one in Bishop's office would comment on his schedule with KPCW. Tal Adair is the chair of the Summit County Republican Party. He says it may be unrealistic for Bishop to be able to change his schedule to make the town hall.
We just need to be reasonable when we're inviting our leadership to town halls. It's a working relationship and not an adversarial relationship.
The meeting is Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the Pleasant Valley Library in Ogden. A group of Summit County residents plan on meeting at Quinn's Junction between 4:30 and 4:45 to take a bus to the town hall or arrange carpools. Harrison says the town hall will feature experts who will speak on public lands, health care, and immigration, and then they will open it up to public comment. There will be a life-sized cardboard cutout of Bishop there.
I've kind of changed my mind about calling him representative. I'm trying to reframe and just call him congressman because his absence and his positions I don't consider very representative.
Harrison said her group will record the meeting and deliver the video to Bishop's office. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.